Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. I just made it.
Good morning.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Been a day off, it feels like. No, this morning it felt like a Monday and not a Tuesday. I've been off a day. Saturday for some reason felt like Sunday. So,
right.
Very weird for me.
I get you.
Yeah.
Oh, I just spilled my coffee. That's lovely. Okay. Yes. I was up at 5 in the morning, and then not intentionally. But I realized that the sleep patterns, and maybe because I know you were having sleep patterns also, I would think likely attributed to the blood moon.
Yeah.
Which is still going on.
I realized that too. Had a
was that
friend
funny?
Of mine ask me about it, and I'm like, you know, I've been so out of it, I hadn't even thought about it being the you know, the lunar eclipse and all that stuff, the blood moon,
right?
All that. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I remember a couple nights ago, I woke up and it's the moon at that point. It's for those blood moons, they're at its very low point. And in my bedroom, there's I have two windows, one very large one, and then to the right of the bedroom, like a sliver of a window. And the moon was by the sliver of the window, and it was as if the moon was looking right at me. Like, it was so low and so bright. I opened my eyes. I'm like, that explains the weird sleep patterns. But like you, out of it, dealing with different issues, et cetera, not really paying too much attention. And on Saturday night, I got a text from your cousin Anna.
Hi.
And yes, and it was just very sweet, one line, thinking about you. Thinking about you, and then there was, that's right, then there was a little video of like a bonfire of blood moon shamanic ritual. And I said to myself, oh, okay, there is something going on. I haven't really been, I've been hearing about it in my periphery, but I've been out, like you, I've been out of it, so I haven't really taken the extra steps or effort to really look into it. But because she sent this very thoughtful text and this lovely little video, I wrote her back and I said, you know, let's schedule a phone call. It's just because the only time we talk is when we're on the air. We don't really talk off the air. You and I talk off the air more than she and I do. So she said, great, whatever, whatever. So we had a very extensive phone call yesterday, which was wonderful. But back to Saturday night. So in her text, she put down that the ritual was to write down things that you want to release and which no longer serve you, things you just really want to let go of, and then burn them. So, of course, she's in Alabama, so they burn stuff there. So it was a big, big bonfire. And I thought to myself, I'm going to do this. There's a reason why I got this text. And I told my kids. So my oldest, who's 20, he privately did his, and with my youngest and myself, because I don't want my youngest like setting stuff on fire. Hello, so talk about enabling.
Yeah,
right. Codependence realness, right? So that was going to be a supervised activity, but what was great was that he was open and he made his list. I made my list, which was at least a page long. It was really, I was laughing. I'm like, oh my God, can we just keep, oh, and do we need a notebook here? And, okay. And then we went to our bathroom and in the safety of the bathroom sink, we burnt our list. So I was so grateful to get that text and to be prompted. And then I did do a little digging. I did a little Googling. And there was the theme of, like, that's letting go, clearing out, very powerful. So thank you, Anna, for just thinking about, you know, sending that little tip. And I'm glad that I followed that nudge. So, but apparently, yeah, very intense energies, and you and I have both been feeling them for a minute now, I think.
Yeah, for me, it's just I've not been able to really go to sleep, but what
right.
I've been doing is really not work. I've done work, but not really some of the work I don't know I really need to get done.
Right.
I've just not been in the mood, and I've just stayed
yeah.
in my little. I've been very staying put kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
And it's interesting because you got a nudge from a text. I didn't get that text. I got a text from a friend of mine, one of my friends, and also ends up being one of my clients, asking about the eclipse, because it really, the last couple of eclipses have really affected him. And
right.
that was on Sunday morning.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, cause so it's been raining here. It had been raining.
Yes, here too.
At the end of the week. So I'm not aware of the moon,
right?
and you know how full it is or whatever it's doing, which tends. I mean, when I think about, well, oh, it's a big full moon, I'm like, oh, and it's been raining, so we're not going to see it. So
right.
didn't even cross my mind about the cycle of the moon. So when my friend sent this, he was asking me questions. He's like, you know, am I going to feel this kind of crazy energy, and so I'm like, oh, well, let me find out what the eclipse situation is, because that was his main question. It wasn't about
the full moon. We both did the same thing.
Eclipse.
Right. We both did a little
right.
digging. I love
we
it.
We basically did this. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Well, that's
okay.
You know what? That's us all day. That's so funny.
But I did not do any ritual. I did try to go out Sunday night, just in the backyard. To look at the moon, but we have so many tall trees, and you know, so Sunday night was really just not to just look at the moon, but to see the eclipse, which is different. I think if I'd gone out a little earlier, I would have probably seen the moon, obviously bigger, as
yeah.
it was lower in the sky.
Right.
But I tried to look out, and it was kind of, you know, it was like a little weird. It was incredibly cold. And a little creepy to be in the backyard. I didn't even go in the backyard. I was basically on the back step of the steps in the back. I don't even have a porch. It's a back step. And I was looking up, and I'm like, wow. And so we had this huge privacy fence as well now in the backyard. So it definitely felt more isolated.
Mm.
And I stayed out there for a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I'm not feeling this. I think I'm going to go inside.
You're like,
so
ah,
I went inside.
But
yeah,
good for you for being. But good for you for just, you know, doing a little exploring. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I it was like, you know, 10, you know, not quite 10:30, but after 10 o'clock at night, and you know, I put on some snow. I looked at how cold it was. I put on some snow pants because that's my warmest pair of pants. And
yeah,
I'm like, yeah, it's still cold. It's cold out there. Because I thought, well, maybe I could just drive out. Like, I'm not driving out during the full moon
no.
eclipse. I'm not
no,
driving out
girl,
anywhere. I haven't
that,
already
that's
done
like,
it.
Let's just, we've been to an accident before.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Like, eh.
No.
So
no.
I went on YouTube to try to look at some stuff. I'm like, yeah, it's not the same. looking at the eclipse. Not the same.
Not
so
the same. No.
I just called it a night. I'm like, well, all right. Acknowledging it. I want to say that the full moon was in Leo.
Yes.
Or that whole thing was in Leo, which my in my natal chart, my moon is in Leo.
Oh,
and it's an early degree. Like this was the whole thing was happening in like 0 degrees or something like that of Leo. So very, you know, it's, and my moon I think is 2 degrees of Leo. So it was meant, and that's going to affect me. That
mm-hmm.
is, I mean, it is affecting me, but not in the way like I'm not getting crazy. Although the few days before when I've had to run out and do errands, I've been incredibly impatient with driving. I'm not even driving a lot. I mean, I'm just driving like short distances and I'll get really, really impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to catch myself because, I don't get worked up lately. I haven't been worked up lately about much, but when it's like me feeling like I'm being, slowed down, which is interesting.
Well, it's just energy around other people.
Yet.
It's just like, no, I can't. I'm all I can deal with right now.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
That could be it. It's interesting, like the impatience part of it. So it's bitter. I'm sure, I know Atlanta can get really, really cold, but it's like single digit cold here in New York.
Yeah.
So cold.
Yeah.
And I know how cold it gets over there, so it's not cute. And, I had to teach a class last night that starts at 7 and ends anywhere from like 10:20, 10:30. So it's nonstop. And I'm so grateful for the work and happy to be there. But I already knew, thank God for VIA, which is a very affordable car service. I'm like, I'm going to VIA to and from work because it's too cold and I got nothing to prove. So I've done enough walking in the cold in my life and the bitter cold and So I took the car up, taught the class. It went really great, and then of course I called for a car to bring me back. And of course it's the most affordable way is to do it where it's ride sharing. So
right,
going to pick up other people or the people going to be in the car or whatever. And I kept it to myself. I had the presence of mind to keep it to myself. And it's amazing how people are just so caught up in their stuff. Common courtesy, what the hell is that? Okay, what is that? So normally, if there's already a passenger in there and the new passenger coming in, which would have been myself, there's already somebody in the back seat, as a courtesy so that the new passenger doesn't get into the car on the traffic side, they scooch over.
Right.
Well, this heifer wasn't going to be moving no place. I'm like, okay, let me just get killed in 3-degree weather and hit by a car to get into this freaking car. And she's on her phone, not even whatever. So outside I said, thanks for moving. Beep! I said it outside. I don't know if she heard me or not, but I said it outside. And I came in and I slammed the door and I didn't even acknowledge her. And I was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I knew I was going to get out first because I didn't have very far to go at all. It was like a mile. And I said, yeah, I can get off here. Thanks. And I got out, slammed that door, didn't even look at her. Didn't even. And both times, got in traffic and exited in traffic.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Like, okay, go ahead. All right. Thank you. Yeah. So I get that. And then the other day, I went to the supermarket, and I just had to drop my little basket and just walk out because it was just too much. Just too much.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have that. No, just too much. So I get it. So I think there's a hyper-awareness that maybe we're not even conscious of just like, it's just a lot going on. And people are just buying into everything, buying into all the BS, and it's like, okay, we have to deal with the BS, but it doesn't mean we have to buy into it necessarily. But if you don't buy into it, then you got to do the work. So a lot of people who are done that buy into it to not do the work, but that's resistance. No, I'd rather do the work.
The thing that threw me off well, many things that threw me off. So this Saturday, I didn't have to do a wine tour, but I had two tours going on. I had other drivers assigned to it, and we all had to get our vehicles the afternoon before because the pickups were going to be too far away to get to in the morning, you know, to do a pickup, a vehicle pickup in the morning and then a client pickup. So my whole weekend was kind of thrown off because I felt like, you know, Saturday was Sunday and, you know, Friday was Saturday.
So it was Saturday, a national holiday. So it's like,
So Saturday I ended up going to a meeting with my old fraternity. One of my best friends is still involved and it's happening. The meeting was happening at one of our restaurants we always go to for, that's where I would have my staff meetings. So it's one of those neighborhood places like, yeah, we like hanging out there. It's, you know, good people, good food. And so he had texted me another of our friends, a couple of other people at that, because he wanted people to be there. It's not even his meeting, but he's like, hey, can I jump? And it's for alumni. It's like the Alumni Association for the area. And all right, you know, I'll go because he's asked me, I'll go just to, you know, just to show some support and it's close by.
Right.
But, you know, I think if he hadn't called me out, if, you know, because I have a posting, I saw something on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, I can take it or leave it. I don't really care. But he did ask me, so I went. And it's like, there are a bunch of new people, but, you know, our alumni associations have not been very productive. And that was even back in the day when I was in charge and I was, you know, new alum and I wanted, you know, let's continue. And it's, you know, it's just really hard. We don't always have a good focus and it's hard for everyone to agree because when you get alums and they're, you know, ranging from, oh, I just graduated last semester to I've been part of the fraternity, but I graduated 30 years ago.
Yeah, right.
People are in different points in their life. But it's interesting because we're always reinventing the wheel. Like every time when we don't meet very often because we can't get our crap together. So when we do, we kind of end up asking a lot of the same questions. And I was just sitting there, you know, and there's a lot of eye rolling going on. There's a part of me that I obviously I really enjoy my time in the fraternity. I think it's got some really good things going. I do see that there's a need. They definitely need help. But I already know. I
you put your time in, girl. You're not going
to
go down that rabbit hole.
You know? Right.
Yeah, you did it.
I'll pick and choose the things that I want to do. And,
girl, not that.
And it's just, you know, like, oh, so we need to make sure, you know, and all the new, whoever, how many new people who showed up, pretty much all of them end up having, you know, something assigned to them. Whether it's like, oh, we have a slate of officer positions that we need to fill. And I'm like, nope, not going to do it.
Nope,
but I did
say,
you know, a couple of 2 cents worth of times, you know, of
listen,
things that.
Yeah, the voice of experience, of course.
That you know, and I was sort of warning the new people, like, you know, just be very mindful. I think I said part of the reason why it's been difficult to sustain a presence and having this particular organization, you know, do what it needs to do is because we burn out our volunteers, and it's always been volunteers.
That's
I mean,
right.
even the fraternity itself, it's all volunteers. You join as a volunteer. So I said, we burn ourselves out, and it's not feasible for certain people, for most people, to do it for long periods of time without, you know, sacrificing a whole lot that you don't even realize you're sacrificing.
Right.
And I said, we need to be able to train people and to teach people when they're still in school that you know, we do want you to continue to work at your best level. But the whole culture needs to change. And I know me just saying that isn't going to make it happen, but
you put it out there and that's working smarter, not harder. I mean, that's really your contribution without killing yourself.
Right.
That's
right.
The point. So good for you. I think that's great.
Thank you. So there, you know, but there are some people just still trying to do the usual. So after that meal, like, we met for like 2.5 hours in part because we all ordered food, but, because we hang out there after the meeting was done, like four of us stayed behind to kind of catch up. And, And my friend who had said, you know, he wanted us to be there, he's like, so should we move to a different table and continue? I'm like, oh, okay, because he wanted to have drinks. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm not drinking, and I'm certainly not hungry. But yeah, let's all catch up. So we sort of talked about, we rehashed that meeting, and there were certain things that we did. We all were excited about. So there's a conference we are going to go to.
Oh wow!
Locally. That the students are putting together. It's a conference for that particular area, and they had such a cute theme for their conference. It all had to do with like movie titles or TV titles,
mm-hmm.
and but they all made sense. They were all like the Game of Thrones discussion had to do with. Controlling your executive board.
Oh, that's funny.
They were just very clever, and the way it was presented, like all of us were very interested. Even I was interested because usually the themes are just stupid and
right.
not very inspiring. But this was clever, and,
nice.
And I thought, well, no, that they put some effort into it, and
right.
I'm very glad. So I'm helping my friend with presenting something. I don't know if I'll present it with him, but I'm
right.
going to help him. With it,
nice.
And I thought, you know, these are the things that I would pick
but
and choose because
that terms, that's what
it's
you're
on my terms.
In.
It's
yes,
it's set for like I'm done after
that's
whatever
it.
The conference is. I'm done.
You're not caught up in some like net, you know,
right? And
yeah.
I think that was an interesting feeling because I know I've felt that for a few years.
Oh, you did.
But really seeing
mm-hmm.
it play out because a person who was technically in charge of the meeting. Because she's the president, and she's sort of been doing it for a few years. I mean, she was not feeling well that day, so I kind of understand. But then the person that she's probably really closest friends with was sort of running the meeting because she sort of just kept interjecting and kind of asking the big questions. And I'm like, but are you're not the one in charge of this meeting. She already has a different position on a different level. That deals mostly with the students. So she's in the position that I was in a few years ago. And she's done
right.
it before because she's older than I am.
Right.
But she's one of those people that just never, she just kind of continues. And I know her heart's in the right place, but
right.
This is not your meeting.
Right.
So a lot of eye rolling there because I'm like, it's
I know you, she's the queen of
the
eye rolls. I've seen it. It's cute.
So, but it's one of those, one of those things where if I don't keep an eye on my eye rolls, if I don't keep an eye on it, then the snark level can get really out of control. So I had to try to keep it down to a minimum. Well, you know, it's hard for me because in that environment, I am used to being in charge. And so I know how to play that game, too. I don't like to do it because I don't like it being done to me.
Well, right.
But I'll do something about it if it is done to me.
All day.
I got my ways, but
she got
my
ways.
Mm-hmm. But I won't do that. Particularly, you know, it's not like ooh, life or death situation. This is really one of those like we're trying to get our crap together meetings like we have all the time.
Right.
But I wanted with so many new people, I wanted them to have a better idea at least, like, you know, keep this group on track because it's easy to get way off topic. And it's not going to serve any purpose. Then you know, you end up paying, you know, $15 for a kind of a fun meal with people you don't know. Talking
and your time's
about
valuable.
Something you probably, yeah, we can do better. We need to do better. And that means we individually need to be better. So, you know, don't come to the table with platitudes or with, oh, you know, the usual things of very, very open-ended. And not wanting to put a loop around it and really bring some things in and to have something concrete to work with, which is what has
right.
been going on. So very interesting. I just, you know, that was on Saturday afternoon. And me again, not realizing about the eclipses or the full moon.
Right, right, right.
All right. But yeah, so there's a part of me that remembered what it was like to be in that position, and then seeing it play out yet again, and really paying attention. I'm like, we really don't have a clue, do we? Like, we have some vague ideas, but we really don't know what to do, or we're not willing to take the next steps, because we think if we don't get consensus and everybody is great about it, then, you know, then we can't do anything at all. And I'm thinking, no, you know, most people are okay. If you even have a plan, they're actually ready to hear it.
Yeah.
Then maybe they'll change it, but at least there's something out there. But to leave it so open-ended, because it's the same kind of thing that this one person in particular says all the time. You know, what do you, you know, we can always use your help. So whatever you want to do, you just let us know. I'm like, no.
That's,
you don't
so,
tell people
that's
that.
So that's oh. No, you do this. My younger brother has a line, because I love to delegate, and I delegate really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I love collaboration. And he says,
mm-hmm.
everybody works for Liz. And I'm a great, delegate to me and I will do it. Boom. So, but to say, oh, whatever you want to do. No, it's like telling you, it's like a parent telling the child, well, whatever you want. No.
Right.
Not whatever you want. No. No.
Right.
No. Take some ownership. That would make me crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the kind of leadership that we have seen a lot of recently in this particular area for.
Yeah.
And it's not. And this is what's interesting, because my friend was telling me he had gone to the national convention, which was what our baby was, you know, almost 10 years ago here in Atlanta. It was a national convention. We only have them every 2 years. And that was what I put a lot of energy into.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why I ran for an office I did run and got was because we were going to be hosting this thing. And I knew we were not going to show well if we had the current leadership. And it's a big deal to have a national convention. At least it was back in the day. So
sure.
A friend just came back from one and said that in our region, in our area, there was this very low turnout for the meetings to change the leadership, and that we were changing like district lines. All the stuff that kind of switches things over. It was actually a really big change nationwide. So, but for our area, we didn't even have quorum to run the meeting. And that's how apathetic it was. And I thought, so I said, this is indicative of the sort of leadership we've had, where no one is really wanting to take, you know, initiative or follow through, because there are some people who have plans, but they don't follow through. So I'm like, all right, well, that's the big burden, because now you've got a bunch of new people in this redrawn area that you don't know. You don't have a relationship with.
Right. And this is why
they're farther away.
You can offer your wisdom. You could offer your expertise. And you could keep your boundaries nice and clear, because you got work to do for yourself. And you put your time in. I don't think twice about boundaries anymore. I think I talked about it at the last show. Like, nope, don't.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. And too bad if people get upset or they react or let them. Too bad. Too bad.
Right.
Yeah. It's really holding your ground. No one else is going to do that for you. No one else is going to do the work for you. So why should you do the work that you put in already?
Right.
Because you've been presumed that that's your function. I didn't presume that about myself. You didn't presume that about yourself. So why are we going to fall into that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it's to the chagrin of others, well, too bad. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
At this point?
It has been very interesting to see that play out, because, it was clear as day, and I felt very strongly about certain things that were happening. But, you know, no one directly asked me, well, why don't you do this? Because they knew better.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. When they know better, it's because you're doing better. You know, and there's something that happens all the time. I would imagine on the streets of every big city, where and it's not the people's fault. They're getting paid to solicit. So whether it's for this charity, this politician, this, that, or, and sometimes you can be really inundated. Sign my petition. Give to the, save this child. Do this. Do, and I'm just trying to, like, you know, get to the gym or run my errands or do whatever.
Right.
And I just activate, like, this vibe where I don't make excuses. I don't stop. I will just shake my head. No. Like, don't even come. Nope.
Right.
I'll just shake my head. No. And that's it. I just shake my head. No. And I see other people. Oh, I gave. I did this. Look, you're making your $16 an hour. God bless. Okay. It's your job. God bless. But you're not going to violate my personal space. If I want to contribute or give, I don't need somebody on the street to solicit.
Right.
Yeah. And I will just keep moving. Or aggressive predatory sales tactics. There's this one salon, and I always forget, there's this one salon where there's two people out there, and I don't know what their deal is to try to get new customers. Maybe they want to give out a sample of something or whatever. And I've seen them. They literally will surround a poor, unsuspecting, usually a female, because it's a salon.
Right.
About some special promotion or whatever. I don't even stop. I just keep, don't even try it. You know, and I one time, like, somebody from the ASPCA or Pete or whatever, have a good day, because I kept walking. I'm like, go ahead, throw me shade. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hope your day gets better. You know what? It's going to get better when I cut you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
I've never enjoyed being part of that, whether it's on one end or the other.
Right.
I don't like being approached by people like that, and I also I've been asked to do that before.
I don't
for
like
different
that.
Things. Oh, well, you need to go. I'm like, oh,
no.
Or it's
call,
already.
Calling.
I'm like,
no.
The least amount of work that I need to do to get through that day, that portion of the day that you've assigned me to do, because this is not what I want to do. Because I don't like being approached that way. So
me neither.
I'm not going to do it to other people.
And that's a very good point. Really think about the interactions that are taking place in your life and what feels comfortable and what works for you. Really should translate, if you know you're a reasonably intelligent person and evolved, all of that, then it should really translate if you're thinking about the other side. We are all humans. The compassion is so important. And I mean, this is a weird parallel, but it's like I've been doing my little side hustle of selling, upcycling and reselling and flipping designer and vintage clothing on Poshmark. And I've had some friends say, "Oh, but your prices are too low." I'm like, "No, they're not. No, they are not. I price and I select, and everything that's in there, it's how I like to shop, and it's my taste, and most of it is my size. So that way there's no loss. There's no loss, and I'm investing in myself because if none of these things sell, I'm upgrading my wardrobe to be quite fabulous. And I intend to be out and about in the world and doing amazing things. So it's all very purposeful. And a good value to me is going to translate to a good value to somebody else. And the pricing is fair on both ends. My prices are not too low. They're good. So, yeah, and I think I started in October, and I think my sales have quadrupled. So that tells me that's how I'm feeding my kids. Thank God.
Wow.
Thank God. As I'm doing all my other stuff, but it's all. I think to have a side hustle that's not related to your regular gig is very that you enjoy is very healthy, and can really help, and you're not as invested. You're invested in a different way. Of course, you're invested because it's ancillary income, but you're invested in a different way because it's taking something that you enjoy. I don't really, for lack of a better word, for hobby, something that you really enjoy, a hobby, whatever. I'm not a fashionista, whatever, but I do appreciate fashion, and this is actually reactivating a part of myself that was way more active, especially in my early 20s, and sort of being reconstituted, or there's more of a need for it because I'm out there finding amazing things, and the value of a good flip. I just have to share this because it was so intuitive, and the thing is, because of doing the show and exercising the clairvoyant muscles and all of that, I always know when to go to a shop, one of my regular haunts, even if it's for 20 minutes, because I just know when I'm going to find something amazing. I just know. And that's very helpful. So the other day, I did a quick peruse, and I found a mint condition, a Madonna concert T-shirt from 2012 for when she played Yankee Stadium, and it was in mint condition. And I'm like, look, I'm no Madonna fan. I'm not a big concert T-shirt person, but I know that those are like really overpriced T-shirts that they sell at the venues.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
I don't know from that, but that's like a thing. But child, I paid 99 cents for this T-shirt. I brought it back to life. The next day, I am like Liz's dry cleaning. It's incredible. Like, people now ask me, like, can you, like, I have to go to work tomorrow. Can you, like, fix my jacket? I'm like, yeah. It's really funny. Like, I have the tools. I know how to do it. So I brought this shirt back to life. I posted it. I sold it in less than 24 hours. And I have to tell you what I got for it. I turned 99 cents into, I turned 99 cents into $21. Boom. Yes.
Fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
So, you know where you're going to be taking me when I go to visit in Atlanta. Hello.
Oh, I know.
I'll be like, I don't need to go to the mall. Take me to the Goodwill. Yeah. Yep. Oh my God. No, it's so much fun. And now it's like there's such an art to it. You thought when you were last in New York, because that was like a thing that I did for fun as a stress reliever. It is such an art, because it's like, now it's my job. It's so funny. It's so funny how I just took it like totally to the next level. So yeah, you should tell me. You should tell me like what you. I should like send like to my friends like a profile. You know what I mean? Like, I should do a thing. I'm really good. Like, when I'm almost not crying, but joking, if I'm almost lamenting, and it's happened a bunch of times, damn, I really want to keep you. I could sell this. Damn, this is so cute. Oh, and there's a few things that I'm like, no, you know what? This is mine. A couple things. But I'm like, bye. We would have had a good time together, but I got to let you go. Girl. Yeah. And it's better than waiting for the phone, like, I need work, I need this, I need that. No, I feel like, okay. Boom. And they put the money in my account, and every time $100 accumulates, I transfer it to my checking account. And,
nice.
It adds up. It's amazing. And prices are, I have things as low as like $8. So,
wow.
$8 to like $180. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's stuff that you see, you are really good at that and you enjoy it. You know,
yeah,
whereas
a lot
I'm
of work.
Like, we gotta go shopping. Damn.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot. And then to zhuzh it, to bring it back to life, it's a lot of work. So I have, like, I have a way of doing it. Like, I have all my tools. I put the TV on. I'm going to binge whatever I'm going to binge. And I'm steaming. I'm refreshing. I'm steaming. I'm, putting things in piles, I'm prepping them, I'm packaging them, I'm printing out shipping labels. I go to the post office all the time. I have to ship three things, you know, this morning. And it's wonderful how to be empowered as a single mom. I'm not going to be victimized as a single mom.
Right.
I'm not. Yeah, no, I'm not. And it's not like, oh, my God, I'm, like, supporting my family with this. No, but I'm developing a business motivated by being in dire straits so that I will never be in this position ever again. And I'm seeing
right.
that it's growing. Yeah. I'm seeing that it's growing. And I'm also investing in how I present myself. And it's good for the environment. And it's fun. And now I won't even, it's so funny. I used to love to go to outlets and this and that. I'm like, nope. Nope. I have such a great wardrobe. I'm like, nope. Nope. Yeah. So it's very interesting how that all shifted out of necessity. And there's a joy to it. But it is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And some, you know, economists might say, well, you're making only a dollar an hour. You know what? It's a dollar an hour more than I was making when I was just, you know, watching TV and not doing anything. So whatever.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
If it's putting money into my account and it equals, you know, getting groceries for my children or paying a phone bill or whatever, it's a good thing
Sure.
It's a good thing to do. And work begets work.
Right.
Yeah, source doesn't know from anything. Work begets work. So, yeah.
Well, we have a hand raised. I think I know who this is.
Okay.
Let's see. What. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy, sweet Jesus. Oh, Lord. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy New Year to y'all. What's going on?
Oh, my God, baby girl. How are you? It's been forever.
Good. Thanks.
Good. How's it going? I mean, look, I know on Instagram we see what's going on, et cetera. But good. So amazing to hear your voice. So give us a little bit of an update.
Yeah, I just had to, like, get off my Comcast call. And I was like, you know what? I'm calling to say hi. So I don't care.
Please.
If
you're still doing Comcast. I'm impressed.
You believe that? Oh my goodness. Yes.
I kind of do and don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So I it's gonna be 2017 is when I started, 18, 19.
Wow.
But 2 years actually.
But that's like a side hustle, right?
Oh, if I didn't have this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Side hustle. That's what we're saying. See?
Yeah. So
that's what we're
I'm
saying.
Able to do it in the shop. So, you know.
It's perfect. That's exactly what I'm saying. I love that you called. That's exactly it. So while you're the ice cream shop, all the healing work that you do, all that stuff is being supported and you're not taking anything away. The 60 to 70% of what I'm doing for Poshmark, I do it at home. And then when I'm out doing other things, running errands, doing this, that, and the other, that's when I go looking for stuff. But it doesn't depreciate or take away. It's allowing you to support and do what you want to do. And the thing is, you're so good with people that it's even a way of giving service to people, because I'm sure your customer service manner is a lot more enlightened, whether they pick up on that or not, doesn't matter. But that's wonderful, and that it's serving a purpose.
Yeah, I do get a lot of, 100% scores on my service, and a lot
of
people
course.
Do tell me that I don't belong here and I need to be somewhere else speaking. That's like I do. I mean, but, you know, at this moment, you know, this is where I'm at.
The side hustle.
Taking care of whatever account. Yeah,
that's
so
right. That's
a lot of
right.
my customers can feel... They feel it. They say
right.
it to me.
They know it, yeah.
I end up channeling. It's just,
I love
God.
It. That's working harder, not harder. And you are flexing those clairvoyant and spiritual muscles. That's beautiful, but in the framework, but the Comcast like provides the boundaries. So you used to do a show on Blog Talk, but it got to the point, I remember you saying this, that it was just like, it was just all over the place in terms of like the people that were calling and all of that. And it could be quite draining. So
when you're having repeated callers,
I know.
And they're calling like everywhere, and they're even repeated callers, like a call every week on the show.
Oh yeah, we used to have that. We had to shut it down with a couple people.
Growth in them. Yeah, you can't hear no growth in them. It kind of just feels like, well, why are you wasting?
Well, what it is that they feel doing the work is, oh, let's talk to Lolita, let's talk to Lisa, let's talk to Liz. Oh yeah, I'm doing my part, and I'm like, you are draining me dry, and I have to put a stop. We had this one caller, you know who it is, Elisa, this gentleman who would call every show, same question, and then would just go on these tangents. And I don't remember what I said, but I basically had to say something like, yeah, stop calling. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So if it's filtered through Comcast, you're able to give the best of who you are, but the boundaries are in place, you know. And the thing is, I take a lot of pride. Like, all my ratings are 5-star because I will send a thank you note with a little present. You know, it might be like a really nice tea and a little note that says your purchase is appreciated. Tissue paper.
Well, it's funny that you're saying that because this month has been very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I just gotten away unattached to whatever rating what people leave. Even though I've got good ratings, I'm unattached with that situation. And I'm like, you know what? Who gives a flying hoot on whatever?
Right.
And having to make sure people put ratings and doing whatever. It is what it is.
Exactly.
I'm not going to please everybody. I'm grateful for all my 5-star ratings that I do have.
Yeah.
That's where most people come in.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I just
we have no control over that. And some people will out of spite, will give a low rating or not give a rating at all. I'd rather
There's trolls out there.
I'd rather not get a rating, and
I
don't solicit. I'd rather not get a rating than if somebody's going to be playing with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are trolls out there. And I realize when people do come in the shop, if you are dark, you are not going to appreciate the high vibration frequency that my store has to offer you. And it won't work. And so, of course, you can sit there and say something because you're feeling too good and it doesn't, and you're not really caring for it. That's all. And I just got to that little point just last week, you know, like week. Mm. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah,
I
because you're content. You're content. The only rating you need is the rating within yourself and from source. Boom.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's it.
That's
you're
the
good.
Little aha moment I had last week, actually, with myself. And actually, a couple days ago, I just did you know, the solar eclipse is bringing out deep ancestral wounds, healings. And so I've been having ancestral lineages and mom line clearing out the womb, actually.
Wow.
My menstrual has actually been here for a month almost, and that's what came up. So I've been working with Christy. So I have a lot of deep clearing that I just did, actually, and my last session was yesterday. So, so I'm just focusing on my path and, you know, and just staying present at this store. You know, we all are going through a shift the
all
last 6 months. You know, business has been down for everybody. I don't care what industry you're in.
Everybody
has been down for the last 6 months. And
everybody's doing a side hustle. I mean, it's incredible. There was a conversation just the other day where artists, actors, whatever, and somebody's walking dogs, and someone's doing this, and they're still devoted to their passion, and they know it's it's a time that everybody's going through, and they're finding creative and enjoyable ways to generate ancillary income. And it's a lot of people, and I think it's great.
Yep, and that's all based on the, I mean, if you look at it like astrology-wise, the planetary world wanted us to sit our ass down. So whether you chose to really honor what you are going through, then
right.
you are going to embrace this next shift that's coming, because it's about to
right.
be on and popping here in about a couple of weeks for everybody.
It's
you
about
know,
to be who? Say that again?
It's about to be on and popping for everybody.
Oh, on and popping.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's about to, like, speed up, you know. And
yeah.
so you can, and you're going to come in with that energy, with that perception of, you know, with the same thinking the last 6 months, or you're going to be that person that really took time and
yeah.
to work on your triggers and those
yes.
deep and those stuff that
yes.
the universe wanted to do
yes.
the last 6 months, and you will reap the rewards for
yep.
being patient.
Yes, and I have to say that I'm so glad you're saying that, and again, going back to the earlier part of the show where I knew about the eclipse but not so much, and then got inspired by Anna's text to sort of dig into it and to do the ritual. And I have to say, I really do feel a shift.
My first time in my life, you know, your cycle is supposed to follow on the moon. As soon as the eclipse were shifting on Friday, I was in intense pain, which I've never been in 2 years.
Mm.
I was able to feel what the moon energy does for the first time.
Wow.
I actually cried myself to sleep, had to take Advil, but I felt the shift internally going along with it. Oh, yeah,
sure.
It was intense.
It was.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, this is the cycle. I mean, all eclipses are powerful, and they're wonderful. It's about being aware what it is all about and really working on that topic and just going in.
Let me ask you a question, because maybe you know the answer to this. So my understanding, yes, it was the eclipse. It was a blood moon. I get that. But wasn't it also called the wolf moon?
Yes.
Now, can you explain why?
No.
You know?
No.
No, that's just because, it's because they call it the wolf moon because it's in January, and January is like the beginning. Tends to be the month where the wolves mate, so
gotcha.
That sort of that. I think they would mate like January, February. So whatever
the
full moon. That's all. It's
Okay. Well, see,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
See, between the two of you, I got all the answers.
Yeah, I have a pagan group, Wiccan group, actually, that comes in here for meditation, and they all know the answers. But they've been coming and doing drumming circles at my shop, so we're going to have another one. So once a month, they'll
okay.
be at our shop hosting drumming circle.
Love it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So cool.
That is
like
cool.
Lolita's Place is the spot. Why don't you, for those people in the Atlanta area, Lolita, why don't you plug your shop, please, since we have you?
Sure. Lolita's Parlor. I'm in Marietta, Georgia. Look me up.
She's on Instagram. Yeah. So since
I have
message
while I have you on the phone.
I was just going to say, hello, you took the words out of my mouth. I'm going to say, since we have you, yes, I actually just pulled up the database. We're on the same page. Okay, I'm ready when you guys are. Oh, she doesn't do music. Okay, so just say whenever you're ready. I'm connecting to your energy, sweetheart. So just say pick, and you will pick your message.
Pick.
Okay. So the number associated with this message is 319. Okay, here's your message. We have a little bit of static. Okay. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Be true to your truth, no matter what contrasting external energies feel like. Those environmental cues are tools to catalyze expansion now. Well, that's what we've been talking about since the beginning of the show. I'll read it again. Be true to your truth, no matter what contrasting external energies feel like. Those environmental cues are tools to catalyze expansion now. And it's interesting because if there's external contrasting energies, that kind of catalyzes us to step aside, not engage. And I think this message is all about boundaries. 319. So thank you for picking it.
Mm-hmm.
The whole sequence of 319, or three, we talk about as being that energy and just the flow and the lightness that can come from that, but it's also an expression number, expressive, communicative number. So anything that comes with that and that flow, so whatever you're feeling, you're also probably going to put out as well, until it changes, until you encounter something that changes, or something within you decides, yeah, I think I'm feeling better about that. So then that's the energy you put out there. The next step then is that one, which is obviously you, but it also gives that three energy, that focus that comes through you to the other side, which is the nine. And that's where that expansiveness comes from, because the nine encompasses all the other experiences. So what they're showing me is it's not just, you know, this raw material of the three, this raw energy, but after it goes through you, then that is your experience and that is your wisdom, and then that is what you end up teaching others in that nine energy of. It's not even like, oh, I'm going to teach you and you. It's just, you just do. You just are. And as you go about your business and your daily whatever, then that wisdom flows through you, you know, whether you want it to or not. Now, it could be that your wisdom may not be all like, oh, you know, so light, and it could be very harsh, you know, depending on what it was you just went through. So regardless, the energy and the influences that you take in then flow back out to you. So it could be, you know, school of hard knocks. That's what you're teaching, and that. So actually, the people that come up to you and come around you, it's what they needed to hear. You know, even if you don't have this, oh, you know, I told you and you still like me, it's okay. Even if they don't like you, it doesn't matter. It's very impersonal. So sort of like what you're talking about, Lolita, you know, when people come into your shop, you know, either they're with that vibe or they're not. And it's okay. You know, you're not going to, oh, let me just change some colors around here and change the vibe so you'll come inside. That's not how that works, right? That's exactly why you have a particular brand, why you chose the certain things that you've chosen to put in that shop, why you choose the activities you want in that shop. It's not about, I want to serve everybody. You know, it's not about that. The opportunity is there. But, you know, when we talk about boundaries, I mean, there are inherent boundaries that come with it. You can't serve everybody, and you think that you can do it all. But, you know, we're doing what we can, and we're reaching the people that we actually need to reach. Even if we don't think we ask them to be reached, the ones that are showing up, that's exactly what's happening.
I totally agree with you on that. I've always said that. I go, I'm not here to please the whole world now.
No. Uh-uh.
Right.
No.
Right.
That's
got to be a mutual exchange. I'm not chasing customers. The universe got my back, and it'll bring in the customers
right.
that will appreciate
right.
the mutual exchange that we have for one another. Great service
right.
in return,
right.
a great smile.
That's
it,
right.
you know?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You get to that place of humble confidence and connection. And it can be so daunting. You're a business owner. You know, you have overhead. I have two children that are dependent on me. It's a lot, and I'm not afraid anymore. That's it. I'm not afraid anymore. No, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Right. No,
That's
there
it.
Isn't, because it is what it is.
Right.
And what's going to happen has already been planted. So what are you
going
to do? Just worry about it and create more of that anxiety to come your way?
No. You're going to plant seeds. You're going to plant fabulous seeds. And I planted
right.
some crazy seeds in 2018. So it's very interesting. It all kind of coincides with the time right now where it, you know, you were talking about before, Lisa, where you're like kind of feeling sequestered and all of that, but you didn't feel trapped. You felt like this is what you need to do. And listen, when I had to go make some money last night, you know, teach this class and they pay me great, thank God. I was a little bit of a brat because it was like 8 degrees outside, you know, and
right.
And my son had my youngest son had some of his friends over, and my older son, he was, you know, sequestered in his bedroom. And so I go in my older son's room, and it was kind of funny, but I said, I want to go. It's cold, I want to go. And he's like, Mom, you're a grown-ass woman. I'm like, yes, you're a grown man. He goes, I'm 20. I'm like, no, I want to go. Really, really funny. And then my younger son's friend, who's like 16, he's like, well, call in. I said, well, I'm not going to call in. How are you guys going to eat? How are you going to eat? Oh, my God. So there you go. But you do what you got to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Once you're out there, you're doing your thing, and you're giving to people, and, you know, you're giving your customer service with your business, Elise, it all like kind of lines up because there's a standard that's just innate. You know, you're not going to be sloppy. You might have to isolate a little bit, but that's not being sloppy. That's doing what you need to do because you can have lower energies. You know, especially if you're a little fragile because things are going on under the surface,
right.
Or you have to tend to the seeds that you planted. So I think it's all very purposeful. All right.
Elisa, really quick, are you free Sunday? Are you coming Sunday?
I think I can do that. I still have to see. I'm doing a tour that Saturday, but yeah, I think I can make it on Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
Yeah, we're doing
it's been
a
while.
We're doing an Indian ritual on the morning. My stepfather's performing the Ganesh fire ritual, so it's going to be an opportunity for people to experience a Hindu puja, but removing of obstacles. So it's a thing that we're doing for our customers, for them, for a blessing in return.
Girl.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just was like wondering in the head count because, you know, it can get too big. It's like, okay, you know, you want it to be intimate where people can actually, you know, enjoy
it. Right. So cool. I love that. Yeah. Yay. Love that. Yeah. So whenever I get to Atlanta, hopefully, well, I'll let you know. So hopefully there'll be some interesting things scheduled. Like when I was there a couple of years ago, that was 2 years ago. That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, I better get into that Atlanta Film Festival because that would be everything. That's a seed I planted. It's a very, very competitive 7,200 films from all over the world.
When is that?
I think it's in the late spring. I'm not 100% sure. It's very, very. It's a very prestigious, very competitive film festival. So it really is like playing the lotto. But I put my ticket in. I put my numbers in. I did. I submitted my film. Yeah, that's a dream to go to Atlanta for the festival because it's huge. It's a big, big, big deal, and to see my Atlanta family would be insane. Anyway, just putting that out there. Yes, but either way, we'll get there.
Cool.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm so glad you called. I'm sending you my love, and oh my God, like miss you, guys, Adam, miss everybody.
All right.
Yeah, so listen, if you guys need, so we're going to wrap up. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show will be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Those of you that are in the cold parts of the world, because it's cold, stay warm. And as always, let the light do the work. And to brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care.
Love you.
Bye.
That you like.